Under Prime Minister Bruce Golding's leadership, a Trojan horse was placed in police training. That Trojan horse was put in police training under the leadership of Owen Hillington, the Commissioner of Police. Owen Hillington allowed JFJ, an anti-police lobby, which means Jamaicans for Justice, but is anything but justice for Jamaicans, to influence police training. The training that police used to have, which inculcated not just physical, but instilled in police officers the value, the intractable value of a component that we all knew as esprit de corps. Carolyn Gomes, a pediatric doctor, was able to convince people that esprit de corps, which is a spirit of comradeship, that all people who have to fight and risk their lives and depend on each other for support use that spirit of comradeship. She was able to convince them that esprit de corps meant some kind of blue wall of silence. Now, Hillington allowed this kind of mentality to seep into the police psyche. And police officers are not trained into making arrests and protecting themselves so that they can protect the public. Doesn't seem that way. And out of that, we have a crop of police officers who can no longer make arrests because they don't even believe in esprit de corps. They don't believe in standing up for their colleagues because that's a bad thing, right? Trusting the guy who you have to depend on, or the girl, for that matter, who you have to depend on to protect your back in these high-pressure situations is no longer standard procedure. And so, what we see, one police officer struggling to make an arrest, and one or two other officers standing around as casual observers. Because that arrest, even though justified, is on that individual officer. And the other officers standing around are afraid to risk involvement. Because that involvement could mean the difference between years and years of suspension without pay. This is the system we have in Jamaica. Now enter Indicom, and police officers are doubly afraid of getting involved. And when police officers who are supposed to enforce our laws are afraid to even make arrests, what we end up with is an emboldened criminal underworld. And as we see now in the countless videos of police officers being attacked and police officers being set upon by crowds when they try to make an arrest, this is the unintended consequence. Just one of the unintended consequences that exists as a result of what Hillington did and what JFJ was able to do with the acquiescence, full and total acquiescence of Owen Hillington. This is the result. It was just recently that last year, that a police officer was murdered in with his own gun on Constant Spring Road. Slightly different scenario. But because the police officers are either of two things, one, not being trained properly, which I think is the case, or two, are not utilizing the training that they receive. Now, in all fairness, I have not been to the police academy in years. So I just don't know. And so I can only speak to what I've seen in public space. But what I see is not real-time police training. What I see is not a representative sampling of what ought to be police training commensurate with what is required of police officers in today's environment. What I see are police officers with guns, big old guns, old rifles, doing ceremonial drills, which is a mockery. A total mockery of what ought to really be done. It's a mockery. And when police officers go through these inconsequential ceremonial drills as training, and when they come out onto the streets, when they go out onto the streets, and real life situation presents itself, they don't know how to respond. As a former police officer myself, I have been yelling, I've been screaming, I've been rioting, I've been complaining that this has to change. This has to change. And I've written about this for the last 8 years. I've spoken to everybody who would listen that this has to change. The training is not up to par. Our police officers are not exhibiting or demonstrating that they know how to effect simple arrests. And people are like, they can smell fear. They can smell lack of resoluteness. They can smell that. When you're a police officer and you're operating in a hostile environment, people can smell that, and they respond to that. So the level of violence that you see directed at police officers, people yelling and screaming and cursing, and even physically getting involved in arrests, is a byproduct of that fear that the police officers, that has been brought by the police officers as a result of the loss of Esprit de Corps, as a result of their fear of Terrence Williams and his persecution. Now, you could argue all you want. These are facts. These are the unintended consequences and they of what I've been saying for years. These are the things I said would happen. An emboldened population. Not just to break the laws. We've seen that. The crime stats is irrefutable. They're irrefutable. Higher murder, higher incidence of rape, higher incidence of violent crimes. Irrefutable. But the other component which I spoke about are becoming manifestly clear. Attacks on police officers. I have an entire body of work talking about how this would emanate from Indicom. An emboldened criminal underworld. And a lot of the people who are actively engaged in preventing arrests, involving themselves against the lawful administration of the government would not normally do that. But they're emboldened by a law which should not have been in existence. And so that mob culture takes over. People are emboldened to act in that way in a mob environment. And this brings me now to the question of senior leadership in the JCF. And yesterday I talked about, in an article I wrote, I talk about the fact that there is no commissioner of police. Because the commissioner of police is actually learning the job. He can't teach what he doesn't know. He's being taught right now. But this is what happens when you have nepotism, currying favor, and that sort of thing. That's the result. So I'm not even going to talk about him. Because as mute as he is, he's no different than the incompetents who had come up through the ranks over the years. He's no different. They didn't do anything. So it'd be a little bit unfair to Anthony Anderson now to criticize him for being a total incompetent in the face of all this, when others who grew up in the department didn't see it fit to make changes and to directly address these existential issues. It'd be unfair to him. Where's the leadership? Where's the leadership? The JCF is a top-heavy institution. Top-heavy. Everybody has a khaki suit on. But you never see them outside in the streets doing anything. Very seldom. What do they do? What do they do? What do they do for the millions of dollars that they're paid? What do they do? Where's the leadership? Where's the leadership, the top-down leadership? Coming out of 103 Old Hope Road, there's nothing. Where's the leadership at the divisional level? Where's the leadership at the station level? Where is the recognition that if you're going to send police officers out on foot patrol, they better damn well be backup ready? Where's that simple recognition? Are we going to continue to blame government? Because the police officers, these people who call themselves leaders in the police department, are too stupid? What do they do? This that we're seeing right here, this result, this total chaos, is a result, a direct result of the fact that nepotism, news carrying, friendship promotion, political appointments, political promotions, has chased all the good people of the police force, and what are left are the what left. This is the result, the what left. No leadership, no appreciation of our understanding of what they should do. They get no respect in the streets. And so when they put these young officers in the streets, these young officers are like wolves out there to be eaten. And there's no protection for them. And so anybody looking on blames the government. And there's plenty of blame to be had for the government. Plenty. But this cannot be laid at the feet of any government, Labour, right, or PNP. This is about incompetence of the worst order by police supervisors. Incompetence, total incompetence, to put these young men out there without backup. And so when they're set upon by these mobs, they're out there on their own. It's tragic. The police department has it in its power. You're the police. Fix this. I saw an article recently in local media talking about the police high command have been made aware. I am so nauseated by them. We've been made aware. Really? Where you live? Where you been? Where you at? Where are you that you just made aware of these incidents? What total bullshit. Where you are on Mars? It's just now getting up to your level? Do they really realize how stupid they sound? Now, I've heard a lot of people ask, I'm sorry, I've heard a lot of people say, well, maybe they need to disband the force. And you know, it's kind of like really silly, but the force doesn't need disbanding. They need to disband the entire senior officer corps. You don't need all of these people. There are few who can be retained and should be retained. The rest of them are pure deadwood. There's no leadership. There's nothing. They're all about dressing up. It's a clown show. It's a clown show. It's not a police department. It's a clown show. It's no wonder that everyone who wants a hype on police. They're hyping on the wrong police officers, though. They're hyping on the young men and women. Because the cowards who wear the khakis are hidden, sitting in offices, doing nothing, and collecting large sums of money every month. This issue must be resolved. And it must be resolved from the commissioner's office. And it must be a top-down approach. A top-down approach which addresses, once and for all, the serious problems that exist with people interfering in arrests. And at this point in time, it seems like there is no commissioner of police. Not only is he deaf, he seems to be dumb as well. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Nothing. So the force is, for all intents and purposes, a floundering ship. That's a whole nother issue. A whole other issue. We'll talk some more.